And welcome to the Jaded Gamers, episode 27. I'm your host, Katsun. With me, as always, is the Pharaoh. And, yeah, it's been a hell of a long time.
Yep. And not for lack of trying.
No, it's the much maligned episode number 27. We've actually had some horrible conflicts. And the few times that we have been able to work something out, something comes up at the last minute. Even today, it almost didn't happen. I actually sacrificed Salt Lick Barbecue to be here tonight.
Salt Lick Barbecue.
Yeah, that's right. I had plans to go down to the Salt Lick in between. We're supposed to go see Black Sheep tonight. We're not doing that either. Now, we're not talking about Black Sheep, Chris Farley Black Sheep.
Which was a terrible movie, like almost all.
Well, you know, it was a Chris Farley movie, so it was about as terrible as Tommy Boy or anything else he did. But in any case, I think we talked about it in the podcast, didn't we? It's probably a few podcasts, but 6 months ago.
Probably two podcasts ago.
But yeah, so the Alamo Draft House is showing the Black Sheep movie, the New Zealand version, where was it zombie sheep basically running rampant. But anyway, you're closing on a house.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I had the inspection today.
Yeah, I know. That's what's delaying this.
Yeah. They found carpenter ants in one of the windowsills.
What does that mean?
They eat wood.
So they're...
They're bad.
No. What are
Eating
those?
Wood is bad.
What about termites? They're not termites?
No, they don't do nearly as much damage as termites.
Oh, so what do you got to do? You got to get an exterminator out there or something?
Well, the person who's selling the house needs to get an exterminator out there.
Whatever.
So actually, the inspector that I had was really awesome. There had already been a pest inspection, and they didn't find anything.
Huh.
And they charged me $80, and I said, yeah, I'm not paying for that. And I said, can you sign a note saying that you found, you know, there are two posts that are supposed to be on concrete that are in the ground that are absorbing water over the porch. Those need to be fixed and put up on blocks, basically.
Wow.
And these are things that are standard for pest control people to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even sure they came out.
That's true. They might have just said they did, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's just buying a house thing. It's a big house. So I had a friend of mine that recently sold his old house and bought a new house. And he was actually looking at a brand new house being built, you know, by a builder. He actually signed a contract to buy the house nearly a year ahead of time. And it was in a new neighborhood being built, nice suburb outside of Austin, a little east of where I live. So it's kind of far away. But, you know, it's like anything. The further you move away from the city, the more you can get for your money. So he had this, you know, it was pretty awesome. It was like almost 3,000 square feet, and he had this great deal on it. And by the time that it got close to being built, I think they started building 3 or 4 months before it was supposed to, you know, sign or close, whatever.
That's not enough time.
Well, whatever. You know, the dates are irrelevant. The point is that he had been, you know, working with these guys for almost a year. The house was getting built. It was on schedule. And every so often, they'd go and check out the house. You know, see the progress, the foundation got laid, and all this other shit. So a few weeks before it was, you know, going to be finished, they go out there on the weekend, and their whole first floor had been ripped apart. Like, they saw all these portable fans drying out the floor, and half of the sheetrock had all been ripped off the bottom of the bottom half of all the walls on the first floor. And he was like, what the fuck happened? Apparently a plumber had come out the night before and left a pipe running or something, and it flooded the whole first floor.
Good job.
And he was like, when the fuck are you guys going to tell me? You know? And they're like, oh, we got it taken care of. I'm like, you ripped off half the sheetrock. You're not replacing, you know, they weren't planning on replacing the cabinets or any of this shit. It was just a big nightmare. And he was like, you guys need to replace all the sheetrock, not just half of it. And replace the cabinets and all this other stuff. And the builder was like, we'll see what we can do. And then after they jacked him around for a little bit, they're like, nah, we already fixed it. It was like, yeah, you just patched it up. I'm not going to pay, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for this house that you just basically fucked up, you know?
And it's basically a used house after that.
And, well, I mean, sheetrock, if you don't know, I mean, I'm not in construction or anything, but sheetrocks are big sheets of pressed rock, you know, that you put up and usually makes the walls, but they, you know, they come in big sheets and they just ripped them off, you know, cut them, basically they patched it all together, you know, to take out the part that had gotten soaked. And so not only, you know, while he was battling them, they were like, well, at least give me a discount or extended, you know, warranty or something, you know, trying to work something out. And it happened again. Like 3 weeks later, same shit. Exactly. It happened again. And he's like, you know what? Screw this. But he was sort of torn because he had signed, you know, the promise to buy it such a long time ago that the price of the neighborhood had gone up. Ah. And he couldn't, not only could he not find another lot that was similarly, you know, located next to the lake and stuff, but even if he could have, like, everything was so expensive by the time, you know, that happened. So he was sort of, the builder were like, you know what? Screw you. Don't buy it. We'll sell it to somebody else for more now, you know? Because if they would have sold it to him, they would have had to sold it for the original price. So he was all pissed off. And then he went to go look for a pre-existing home. And then that was a big hassle. And then he had trouble selling it. It's like he spent like $15,000 to fix his house so that he could sell it. And I thought that was ridiculous. Like, you know, don't you want to sell your house to get the fuck out of it? But you have to do so much shit, like you're saying, you know, you got to pay for the exterminator, you know, all this bullshit.
I don't pay for any of that.
I know. But the seller, exactly. So when you go to sell a house, it's a big pain in the ass. Well, I own a house.
If you maintain
and I don't want to go through that
you
shit.
You shouldn't have to do any of that stuff.
Well, I mean, houses get old, dude. You have to put new shingles.
House,
you have to get new paint.
Buying a house and maintaining a house is the same as maintaining a car. Every month, there's stuff you need to do, and if you don't do that, it adds up.
But right.
When you go to sell that house, you're going to have a lot of work
or
a money sink.
If you want
to
talk about, analogies, how about cars, right? You'd say you take immaculate care of your car, oil changes, gas, you know, you write down all the mileage, all the service records, everything. You're still going to have to change tires, right?
Right.
No matter what. I mean, they're just going to wear out. You're going to have to change the tires.
There's a difference between needing to change your hoses, your tires, your oil, all the rest of your fluids, rip out the carpet.
Right. It just gets used. Carpet gets used up.
Right.
Shingles
but
get old.
There's a difference between doing it
paint
during
gets
a maintenance
old.
Cycle where you don't have to do it all at once and then waiting to the last minute.
Yeah, but most of the people, I think, wait till it's like, the house is kind of shitty. Let me sell it now. You know, it's not shitty, but like it's time to do all this
stuff.
Well,
this place had just been remodeled. Oh. So this woman's husband died.
Well, I'm sort of thinking things from a seller's point of view because when I sell, I'm going to have to do a bunch of shit. I'm not
you
looking forward to it.
You should start doing that stuff now.
Yeah, because, like, you know, did you ever know me when I had my Corvette? You didn't,
nope.
Right? Yeah, I think I just sold it.
You already had a Maverick.
Well, when I sold it, that was one of the things that needed to be replaced on my car. My car was in perfect condition. It had low mileage. I took care of it very well. All the service. It was very, you know, well taken care of. But it was time to change the tires. It was just time,
you
know?
Those are expensive on a Corvette.
Fuck yeah, dude. They were like $300-something each tire, you know? And so I was like, man, if I buy new tires for this thing, I'm just going to want to keep it because I just put in, you know, $1,500 worth of tires or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, plus tax and mounting and all that other bullshit, whatever else they do. I'm like, fuck. But luckily, we have a couple of local Corvette places that specialize in buying and selling Corvettes. And they take stuff on consignment and they agreed to take my car, put new tires on it out of their pocket. You know, like up front, and when they sold it, they would just deduct it from the price
the sales
of the
price.
Right. Plus, since they were a Corvette only place, they were able to probably get more. You know, I probably wouldn't have gotten that much more if I'd have sold it on the side because they were able to do a lot of stuff that, you know, a regular seller wouldn't do. But anyway, totally off the subject. This whole house buying thing, and that's what you spent like 3.5 hours doing your inspection today.
Four hours.
And all they found was carpenter ants.
No, there's other stuff, but that's that and a soft spot in the floor in the upstairs bathroom. But that should be covered by homeowner's insurance with this.
What do you mean? Just like creaks or something, or just sags?
It sags near the toilet, which means there's water damage.
That's all right. You're on the shitter one day, it'll just fall through?
Except my master bathroom is going to be on the first floor.
It's
going to be nice and cool in the summer. Oh, it'll be so nice.
How many square feet?
2306.
Medium sized.
Wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah, mine's small. Mine's 17. This one's 17, so it's a pretty good size. It's decent.
Well, let's
for you for you and your two kids and your wife.
Yeah, they came with the house. What can I say? Let's talk about something closer to gaming related.
Okay.
I have talked about before wanting to build a media center PC to have a PC on the TV. I finally broke down and got a case.
Media center case?
Media center case.
Like a real one?
A real one.
Which one?
It's a cooler master case.
Mm-hmm.
It has, I want to say it's the Fusion version 2. It's really nice. It looks, has a nice stereo bezel, a little tuner dial, like, mm-hmm. like an old style stereo,
right.
Silver on the front, black everywhere else, built-in LCD with the infrared built into it so you can't even see where it is. Oh, yeah.
How much was that, like $500?
$200.
$200? Where'd you get that?
Newegg.
Are they discontinuing it or something? Every time I see them at Fry's, man, they're like...
Fry's charges
they're fucking
the nose
expensive,
for that
man. So did you build it already or you just have the case on order?
It's already built. I just need to install Vista.
What's it running?
Because I'm waiting for the 790 boards to come out, 790 ATI chipset boards, it's running a free board from work, which is actually an Intel board.
So, but you're planning to put a AMD in there then? What's a 790? I'm not even familiar with
it's
that.
It's the new UMA chipset. It has Crossfire capability on a UMA board.
What's
so
that?
Onboard graphics.
Oh,
so
okay.
That once you add a video card and uh-huh. ATI releases its new driver, you can use that onboard video card to do the physics while your card does everything else.
I got
you. You get a nice little performance boost. Plus,
are you going to use this for gaming? I mean, you said it was a media center PC.
Well,
so.
I'm going to do some minor gaming on it.
Yeah. Mostly you're going to be playing, you know, media, movies, music.
HD movies and...
You going to put a Blu-ray drive on there?
As soon as our test machines get back from the field. I'm going to put a Blu-ray HD DVD drive.
Do they have those?
Yes, they do.
They have combo drives for the PC?
They're about $860.
Wow, that's actually still cheaper than buying a standalone. They're like $900 or $1,000, I mean.
The dual format?
The dual format ones are like $1,000. They're coming up with a new one, too.
Well, I know we imported these from Japan.
Wow.
They weren't a U.S.
I didn't even know they made HD DVD drives for the PC.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I didn't even know that.
We got both separate, and we got them together.
Huh. That's cool. Well, I got some new hardware stuff. Have you seen my main machine? You haven't even seen it.
Nope.
It's downstairs. You didn't even see it when you walked in, did you?
Nope.
Yeah, it's next to my Killer Instinct cabinet.
So you got two down there now?
Yeah. I don't know. If I bring it upstairs, it'll get played a lot less. But, you know, kind of two arcade cabinets in the kitchen is kind of pushing it. But, yeah, so, I was looking over Craigslist. And I was, you know, I kind of kicked around the idea of building a MAME machine.
That's the secondary purpose of my gaming PC.
It's not exactly hard as far as design. It's hard to like implement, and you know, I was lazy.
Time consuming. I've built them before.
Yeah, I'm just lazy. So this guy was selling one, and he wanted $800 for it. He had some nice pictures of what he had done to this, you know, to build this machine, and he took it was an old Neo Geo 6 slot MVS arcade cabinet, which is nice because they're wider.
Did he keep the boards?
I'm pretty sure. I'm sure he because I asked him. It was just a cabinet. He bought the cabinet for really cheap from somebody who renovates them. So he bought just a cabinet, and I mean he has pictures of his where he had done all the work on it. He had sanded it all down. He took all the little extra drill holes and filled them with putty and sanded them and painted them, and so he made the cabinet really nice. He put in a PC. And bought the OptiPack, iPack to interface with the keyboard input on the PC to the arcade controls and all this other stuff.
Very nice.
The only thing that that I kind of didn't like is that it came with a 19-inch monitor. Now, it's a PC monitor. I would have preferred if it had an arcade monitor because they do make an adapter that allows you to output to an arcade monitor. Now, the advantage of the PC monitor is you can actually use it as a PC. It's got a wireless Ethernet adapter in there, and so you can when you go in, you can boot it. It's running Windows. I mean, you can run anything. You can run Mac OS, Linux, all stuff. But the interface that he chose was Windows. I'm not sure if the front end GUI application, it's called Game EX. Which runs all the emulators underneath. It just presents you with the menu system, screenshots.
Does replacement for MAME 32.
Well, it runs on top of MAME 32. So MAME 32 is like a front end for MAME, right? I think it's a rebuild, isn't it? Isn't it recompiled?
No, it's a front end.
So you still need the MAME DOS version?
No, well, it's a...
I think MAME 32 is actually native to Windows. I'm pretty sure it's recompiled for Windows?
Well, I know that it comes with the MAME executable, so you can still run them from DOS.
Okay. Well, so, I'm not sure. All I know for sure is that they make front ends.
I haven't used it in over 2.5 years.
Yeah. So this front end's called GameEX, and it's running in Windows. I'm not sure if it runs on the operating system, but for whatever reason, he put Windows on the machine, and that, whatever, I don't care. And but you know, you could use the Ethernet adapter and Telnet. What's it called?
Remote,
I guess just
desktop,
yeah. I guess you just share files in Windows. You don't really Telnet or anything, but and it's got a web browser and all that stuff. So I mean, it makes working in Windows or your computer environment really easy by having a computer monitor, and all the graphics look sharper. Now that's good and bad. I personally like the old look of it because the graphics were made, the sprites were drawn and made with the scan lines, you know what scan lines are, right?
Yes, I do.
In mind when they were designing the game. So when you play old stuff that was meant to be played on televisions or arcade monitors, it looks really weird when you, because it's like, it's almost like too sharp and you see the edges are real. It's like when you play old sprite games on an HD TV.
It does not look so good.
Yeah, it just looks weird and not good. So luckily, most of the emulation programs allow you to emulate the scan lines. So that's what I've gone in and done. He didn't have Mon, but I went in there and I changed all the emulators so that they actually have scan lines drawn in, you know, fake scan lines, so it looks better.
Oh, so the other thing that I was going to say about that machine I'm building is I picked up a 2600 video card, it's an ATI card.
I don't know anything about ATI cards.
So this is what's cool about it. It has built-in hardware upscaling for DVDs and things like that, because I have an HDTV just like you do.
Right.
And one of the output dongles is HDMI.
Okay.
So I can just put that right out there.
So it'll just hook right up
for me,
via
right
HDMI.
Right up to the TV.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's crosswire capable, so I can just get another one later. The card cost me a whopping $80. So my total damage for this, because I had to buy a new hard drive, was $150 for the hard drive, $200 for the case, and $80 for the video card.
That's not bad. So you had the memory processor, all that shit lying around?
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. So, he wanted $800 for this thing, and he put a lot of work into it, and probably at least that much in materials, because he bought all new everything, basically, except for the PC, I think, existing. But offered him $700, and he took it after a few days. So that sounds serious. We got to check it out before you leave. And then I got another old piece of hardware. As you noticed, that you noticed. You didn't notice the standing MAME machine in the kitchen as you walked in.
But
you did notice, what did you notice? The hand that rocks a cradle on laser disc.
I love laser discs. I think that as storage increases, media should get bigger.
It's just
more fun that
way. I've never owned a laser disc in my life. And again, on Craigslist, some guy was posting laser discs. And I'm like, $200? What the fuck? And you know, he was selling the Star Wars discs with it and all. And I clicked on it just for the hell of it. And it turns out that it wasn't a laser disc. I mean, it is a laser disc, but it's a laser active player. You know what laser active players are?
No.
A laser active player, it was released in 1993. It is a laser disc player and a CD player built in, but it also has an expansion module bay that allows you to plug in a Sega Genesis.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, or a TurboGrafx.
I've seen those, and I was wanting to buy one when I...
That thing was $1,000 when it debuted in 1993, and each of the packs were $600.
Yeah, more than the actual cost
right.
of
so
the system.
If you wanted the laser active player with the Sega pack, it was $1,600.
Yep.
And that basically allowed you to play any laser disc, any CD, of course, Sega CDs, Genesis games, and Mega LDs. Mega LDs were specifically made...
If it did Sega CD also...
It does.
Then it's not really that bad of a deal at $600. Did it also let you play TurboGrafx CD games?
That's a separate pack.
Mm.
That's another $600 pack. That was the Turbo pack. And that one was...
But they're each $600. That's about what those systems cost in those days.
Well, the Turbo Duo was out by that, so it was $300. It was about double. It was just expensive. Not only that, but it comes with its own like laser active branded Sega 6-button controller, which I thought was pretty cool. And then an extra one. But yeah, it's just a little module you plug into the lower left corner of the laser disc player, and all of a sudden it plays Genesis games, Sega CD games, and the Mega LD games, which he didn't have. He did include two Sega CD games that I actually didn't own, but I want to. I've been on eBay like searching for Mega LD games.
So you didn't answer my question. Well, you didn't answer the obvious next question.
What?
Did you get either of those packs with it?
Yeah, yeah, I did. Oh, so, sorry, I thought I'd mentioned that.
No, you
didn't. I got the Sega pack. It came with the Sega pack, which is actually, I found out, is the more common of the two, and that totally makes sense. More people bought the Sega pack than the TurboGrafx pack, because just, you know, Sega Genesis is much more popular. But, yeah, so I got the Sega pack. If I do find the TurboGrafx pack, I'm reading that it's going to cost me about $200 just for that pack.
That's not bad.
Even nowadays. But, yeah, and then the TurboGrafx one has LD-ROM 2s that it could play. So it plays, each of the packs play their own native software and CD and in cartridge, and it also plays Laserdisc version of the software for that particular pack. So there's Laserdisc for that Sega pack, and there's Laserdisc for the Genesis pack.
Japan or anywhere else also?
Japan and United States.
So there might be those discs floating around somewhere. You might have to start checking
eBay. No, eBay does have them, but they're fucking expensive. You know why? Originally, when you bought them, it just goes in line with the price of the hardware. Each LD, like Mega LD or LD-ROM 2 for the TurboGrafx, were MSRP for $120.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they were $120. And since they were kind of rare, they're still pretty pricey. So I want to get Virtual Cameraman, which allows... You know what I described? It's you lure young Japanese girls into your room and take pictures of them.
That's terrible.
And then there's Virtual Cameraman 2. So, you know, it's pretty popular.
So is that like par for you in college or...
No, it's just something I always wanted to do. Something I always aspired to do and I never got to do. So, you know, I could live vicariously through Virtual Cameraman for the Mega LD-ROM.
Now, those were released in the U.S.?
No.
Or are they all in Japanese?
Those are Japanese. There's very, very few Mega LD-ROMs that are released for either, you know,
I'm just thinking that somebody said, you know, this is a subset of people that own TurboGrafx games.
Yes.
I'm going to make games that only people that own $1,600 TurboGrafx.
Right. So, yeah, you have the people. First, they have to have a laser active, and then they have to have the laser active add-on pack, and then they have to want to buy your game. So you figure out how many of these games got made.
That's like 1/1,000th of a percent of TurboGrafx owners
right.
or something.
So not a whole bunch of these were made. So, yeah, they're still very expensive.
You should make that your next collecting
goal. Dude, I had never seen.
Games.
I've seen the sleeves before. I've seen them in stores and stuff. But I'd never actually seen a Laserdisc. I pulled it out. It looks like a huge DVD.
Yeah.
It's just it was so funny.
They're
like,
beautiful.
That is the
They're just
biggest DVD I've ever seen in my life. You know?
And I loved the movie The Hand That Rocks the Cradle when I saw it. I was, whatever year that came out, that's when I saw it. I was probably
It was awesome.
10
it was a good
or 11.
Movie. It was a good movie.
Oh, man. That movie was awesome.
Well, this past Thursday when I picked it up, I had sent an email for poker and told everybody that I promised them Star Wars on Laserdisc. So that's what we watched Star Wars, part of Empire Strikes Back, and Groundhog Day.
You've got Groundhog Day.
Yeah. It actually came
I've
with
30.
I've
been having trouble finding Groundhog Day on DVD.
The guy selling it wanted $200 for the Laser Active system, the Sega pack, two controllers, two Sega CD games, and 30 Laserdisc movies.
How can you not take that up?
Not only that, but I was like, how about $150? And he was like, well, kind of wanted more, but we're moving soon. All right. So I got it for $150, which is a great deal. I got Godfather 1, 2, 3. I got some Monty Python.
Nice.
I got the original three Star Wars. I got The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Groundhog Day.
Three Amigos? Little Shop of Horrors?
No. But like, I would say 75% of them were awesome. Like Doctor Strangelove.
Oh, excellent. Those are even rare ones.
I don't know if they're rare or not. I don't know anything about Laserdisc releases, but he had a good number of them. And like I said, about 75% of them were like, wow, this is pretty good. Wow, this is pretty good. What's the one with the Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas in Africa with a lion?
I've never seen that movie.
You know what I'm talking about?
Ghosts of Africa.
The Ghost and something or whatever. Anyway.
Ghost in the Shell.
I was showing them to everybody playing poker, and when I brought I was like, yeah, I forgot the title. I showed him the... You know, read the title, showed it, and they're like, oh, that movie's awesome. I'm like, never seen it. Another thing I've never seen, and people always freak out when I say, I've never seen any of the Godfathers.
They're really good. You should see them.
Yeah, I keep hearing that, but I think...
Actually, let me rephrase that. Just the first one is good.
Really?
The second one?
I like
really bad.
I like Goodfellas. How similar are they?
Goodfellas is a complete ripoff of The Godfather.
So The Godfather is better?
Yeah. Hmm. Plus, Goodfellas.
I just never got around to it.
About the last half an hour of Goodfellas, the movie makes me so depressed that I start looking around for sharp objects to slap my wrists. Godfather does not do that. Hmm. It's awesome.
Our Godfather
all the
2 was good too, though.
No, it's 1 in 3.
No. 1 in 2 won Academy Awards. 3 was the one that was shit panned.
Well, that's what I've heard is 1 in 3. I like 1 and I don't like 2 or 3, but what I've heard is 1 in 3.
Well, I've already heard 1 in 2, but again, I've never seen any of them, so. So anyway, so that was my pickup for this week. What else did I get? Oh, I got another piece of hardware. It's new to me. It's a refurbished Xbox 360. That's how long we've been gone. I've had a 360, my launch version 360 finally died on me. I was playing it. Did I go over this?
No.
I'm not sure if I did. Okay. It's such a long time ago. But I was trying to play a DVD for my little girl, and it froze. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. I guess the disc is dirty. So I ejected the disc, checked it. Maybe a little smudged, cleaned it, put it back in. And it's still frozen, so I rebooted the 360, started up again, fine, went to that scene, just playing, about 5 minutes later, it froze. Like, what the fuck? And then I looked at the DVD again, and I'm like, you know, it doesn't look that bad. So, once again, I gave it another little clean, put it back in, and then again, I was like, you know what, let me play it from the beginning. Maybe something's wrong with that area of the disc, and I can just skip over it or something. And I started it up, played for a little bit, and then it started jittering, froze, and then I saw the 3 rings. Like, holy shit. Like, it was always a myth. People's Xbox 360 is like, oh, bullshit. You know, I've had mine since November of 2005, and I've never had a problem. And sure enough, about a month ago, it went down. But, you know, like your experience, I actually got a new one pretty quickly. I went to Vegas the next week after I sent it in. So they tried to deliver it like 3 days in a row. So yeah. I had to go pick it up at the UPS station. But, I mean, it was pretty quick.
I talked to the lady at UPS and she said, oh, we get these all the time.
Yeah, I bet. When I went to go drop it off at the UPS store, they like looked at it and like, oh, we know what that is. And they just, you know, they guess they get so many of those Xbox 360 return boxes. But, yeah, it was, you know... It was, I don't know. I mean, it came back quickly. And not only did it come back quickly, but it came with a free month of Xbox Live Gold.
As did mine.
Really? Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, I mean, I would probably had much more things to say about the situation other, you know, back then. But now that I have it back, I don't really care.
But you already had a spare.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It didn't really hurt me that much because I had an Elite upstairs. So I was like, yeah, whatever. That one really only got used for DVDs and... MP3 playing, and that's pretty much it. You know, I heard rumors that they're actually going to support the XBIT and DivX codecs now in the fall release.
Now, if they did that, then I would be sad that I built my media PC because it's HD, it's H.264 XBIT files that I need my thing to play.
Yeah. Well, I don't really like the interface too much of that media center. I'm running Vista upstairs in on my computer that has all my media files on it. But even still, which has a media center, it's so slow. It's so slow and cumbersome to walk through all the files. And it's just slow in general. And yeah. So what I've done recently is I just got a 2 gig USB, you know, drive, just a USB stick. And I just put all my files on there, and then I just put that in, pop that into the 360 USB slot, and that's what I do. Because it's so cumbersome. It needs to
be
streamlined.
Most of the files that I watch don't work on the 360 natively.
Oh, I'm talking about music.
Oh, music.
Yeah, for not
Who listens
video.
To music anymore?
Dude, during a poker game, people listen to music all the time. So, and we only do that 3 times a week, so it's sort of, you know... commonplace for me to play music on the 360. But anyway, so I got that back. What else you got? Pre-order Bonanza. I've also been in a pre-order Bonanza.
So you want to go first or should I go?
I'll do mine. I went in there when Bioshock came out, and we'll get to that. I went in there to pick up Bioshock and had 2 Bioshocks reserved, one for the PC, as we recall, one for the PC and one for the 360, both limited edition. And I told our comment, you know Surge, right? Conference, yeah. Surge, about a week and a half before Bioshock came out to go reserve it. Well, he didn't, you know. And the day comes, and I'm like, oh, actually, it was the day before. And I'm like, dude, did you reserve it? He was like, no. And he was trying to reserve them, and it was like a day away, and they're like,
nope.
You can't, was it a day away? I think it was a few days. It was a few days before
it came
out.
It was a week before when they said, we're not doing anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't the day before, but it was a few days before. And he's like, no, I didn't do it. I'm like, dude, you didn't do it. And I'm like, I tell you what, I'll let you have whichever one I don't get. I still wasn't sure which one I was getting. And, you know, I read about it and ended up, on the day, I decided I was going to go ahead and get the 360 version. But so I go in there and I'm like, you know, what else do I have pre-ordered? And I'm like, I know I have Guitar Hero 3 and Mass Effect. And they're like, you don't have Mass Effect. I'm like, I don't. They're like, no. You have Guitar Hero 3 and I don't remember what the other one was. But I ended up pre-ordering that day Far Cry Deluxe Edition, Mass Effect, Rock Band. That's the other one I had, Rock Band. Rock Band Deluxe Edition, and then Guitar Hero 3 and Eternal Sonata.
Why Eternal Sonata?
Dude, have you seen that awesome faceplate? I know I'm going to pick it up anyway. Might as well get the awesome faceplate. It's like a really cool painted faceplate.
What could you possibly want from Eternal Sonata? Isn't that the one where you play a Chopin?
It's, yeah, Trusty Bell in Japan. It looks cool, man. Did you not play the demo?
Yeah, I did play the demo.
You didn't think anything?
It looked like a standard Japanese RPG.
I was thinking that I missed a standard RPG. Because playing Final Fantasy XII was like, ugh. I barely got through 10, and that was like two ago, because there's X2 and X and then 12. So
I'm waiting.
And I'm like, man, there's too much shit going on. These. I like old school. Did you play the Blue Dragon demo?
Yeah, that was shit also.
I'm like, what the fuck is all this shit?
Well, that was garbage, just like Dragon Quest VIII was garbage.
Nah, Dragon Quest VIII was okay.
It was not okay.
But Blue Dragon is
everything
like...
everything about a typical Japanese RPG that I hate.
But Blue Dragon was just like, what is all this crap? You know, at least in the demo. I guess maybe if you play it from the beginning, it's not so convoluted, but it was like, what is all this junk on my screen?
That, to me, screams Japanese RPG.
All this
convoluted
strenuous
bullshit.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, man, what I need is just a straight up RPG.
I'm waiting for Final Fantasy Tactics to come out.
I've actually been playing Persona 3. I started to play it.
I've been wanting to test that out. How is that?
It's pretty good. It's still a little heavy on the crap, like a bunch of extra crap. But it's not as much crap as, like, Blue Dragon, at least menu-wise. But I really liked it. And I got into it the first night I was playing it, but then Bioshock came out. And I went
to
Vegas.
Did you finish Bioshock yet?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go through a full review. Then I went to Vegas, and then I came back, you know, finished the rest of Bioshock, and then I just haven't gone back to Persona 3. But it is really, it's really good. It's really fun.
Well, so let me...
Oh, and Halo 3. That's the other one.
Let me go into my pre-order plans.
Yeah, so that's like six games out.
So I got this notice in my email as GameStop sends out.
Right.
If you trade in three to four or five...
Yeah, bonuses.
Portable games, you get 10, 20, and 30% bonus.
Right.
So I go in with a stack of DS and PSP games.
Which you didn't offer to me.
Which I didn't offer to you.
Jerk.
And... They say, oh, if you put any money towards Halo 3...
You get 20% more.
You get 20% more. Oh, do you have a card? We'll add 10%. So normally, they add that percentage totally.
Uh-huh.
But this time, they applied the 30%, and then the 20%, and then the 10%.
Yeah.
So off of, like, 12 games traded in, I had $380 in credit.
Holy shit.
So this is when I went to pick up Bioshock, just like you.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered Halo 3 Regular Edition, Katamari, Guitar Hero, Super Mario Galaxies, and there's something else.
Dude, Galaxies not going to be to 2008.
There's something else. Well, there are things at October.
Huh?
They lied to me. Mass Effect, and there was something else. I'm missing something.
Rock Band? Did
no,
you ever say
Rock
that,
Band.
Rock Band?
I didn't pre-order Rock Band.
Why? Did you do Guitar Hero 3?
Yeah.
You're retarded.
Because of the song list of Rock Band.
You're retarded. There's no way Guitar Hero 3 is going to be better than Rock Band. There's just no way.
Just because there are more fake
instruments. No.
Now, I know how it's going to be better.
No.
No, here's how it's going to be better.
How?
I've already got two guitars.
Yeah? They still work in Rock Band.
I don't want to buy any more shit.
They still work in Rock Band.
Are they selling a version without any crap?
Yes.
For how much?
$60.
Well, I'll think about it.
Oh, my God. How
Did I
badly
say Katamari is one of the things I pre-ordered?
Okay, half of those things... Okay, here's the deal. I only like to pre-order stuff that's either limited edition or GameStop exclusives. Because all other shit comes out at Fry's or Circuit City or Best Buy on sale. Even on the day of release or the week of release. So shit like Katamari, there's no fucking way to... There's no reason to buy it at GameStop.
$5 off if you pre-order it.
I guarantee it'll be at least $5 off
at Fry's. It's a $40 game. How are they going to go more than $5 off?
Dude, they're always... Okay, let's put it this way. How much is $5 off? 10%? Not even. It's a little less than 10%. It's a $40 game.
It's so it's a little more over, than 10%.
It's a little over 10%.
There's no way that Fry's is going to less than that.
Brain Age 2, $20 game. Yeah. Fry's had $14.99. That's 25% off.
That's $5.
Exactly. It was 25% off. That's a quarter of the price removed.
The standard, that is the
exception. I've seen $34.99 games for $24.99.
You know what's the worst thing that happens?
You just put it on another
game. I put it on another game. Right. That's the worst thing that happens.
I understand. But
and I insure Katamari 3 days earlier than everyone else.
3 days earlier?
Because Rise takes about 2 to 3 days to get a game.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely, it always does.
Dude, takes two to three days. The big releases and even the normal releases always have like by 4 p.m. of the day.
Sometimes Circuit City.
No. That's 2 p.m. and that's $20 gift
certificate. Well, unless Fry's has changed.
Or sometimes if it's a really big game, they'll have it at 8 a.m. Then it'll be in their ad by 8 a.m. Tuesday or whatever the hell day comes
out.
Or
we blow you.
Or we blow you. It's a pretty good deal either way. Well, I don't know. You've seen the people working at Fry's? Maybe not such a good deal.
There's always that one really hot Indian chick. And I mean dot not feather.
Anyway, so what else did you pre-order? Katamari.
A whole bunch of crap. And
I was a little guilty of doing that, too, because I did Mass Effect and what was the other one?
Well, Guitar I know that 3, as soon as I buy this house, I'm not going to have any money. So I'm getting this shit
Now that's a good reason. You say, it's prepaid. That's
it's
different.
Prepaid. Yeah. My gaming addiction is fueled for another however long.
Yeah.
But, I'm a little bit disappointed in myself not picking up Metroid Prime 3. Because I've been told it's not all about scanning.
But it does have it.
Does it?
Yes.
Well, okay. I'm not so disappointed now.
You know what? Bioshock had scanning, and that wasn't too bad. But the way that Metroid did it was annoying as shit. You needed to scan everything in
Prime
the game.
Prime 1 and 2?
Yeah. Well, at least 1. I didn't play 2, but...
I played 1. I turned it off 20 minutes in after I scanned 40 things.
Yeah, I just fucked the Wii, dude. There's nothing that I want to play on the Wii.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, in 2008, I may pick that up.
Yeah, and I want Wii Fit.
I actually...
Because I've been doing...
A couple
podcasts ago, I talked about how I had injured my back.
Yeah.
And I've been doing my morning yoga stretches, the something or other dog position.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Where you're lying on your stomach, propped up on your arm, stretching your back,
yeah,
has helped me in ways that I can't even describe.
You should have Mr. Jefferson walk all over your back.
Who's Mr. Jefferson?
Oh my God, you never saw the Jeffersons? You don't remember the Jeffersons?
I remember it being a terrible show.
There was this Russian this British guy that lived next door to them, Mr. Bentley? I think it was his name. And he would come over all the time with a bad back. And Mr. Jefferson was a little short Sherman Helmsley. He's a little short black dude.
Not anymore. He's dead.
Okay. Was a short little black dude. And so this guy would always lay on the floor and Mr. Jefferson would just walk all over his back. It was a running gag. Never mind. Somebody out there got it. Maybe.
Yeah. That was not a good show. So do you play? You played Puzzle Fighter?
I played the demo of it and I haven't bought it.
I bought it because I love me some Puzzle Fighter.
Yeah, I do too, and you know what pissed me off? They didn't fucking HD, and they didn't redo the sprites.
Yeah.
That's retarded. That's a good. If people out there are playing their Xbox 360 in HD, and they have that game, and you see how the sprites look like ass, that's how they look on the main machine when you don't have scan lines. They look like ass. You need scan lines there to kind of take away some of that edge, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't believe they did that. They have the balls to call it HD remix, and then they fucking don't do the whole thing in HD. Come on.
They stopped the remix halfway through.
The Street Fighter one is completely redrawn. All the sprites.
Backgrounds too.
God, I hope so. That'd be so lame. But then again, they did it for the Puzzle Fighter.
Cutting corners, man. Cutting corners.
I'm imagining that's why it's been taking so long for the Street Fighter one, is because they have to redo every single sprite, unlike this one where they fucking didn't redo any
of
the sprites.
They did the gems, and they did the backgrounds, and they did the character portraits.
Yeah, it's like, why not go the extra mile, you know, and do it right? But anyway,
speaking of things,
how do you like the remix, the redone powers?
I haven't tried any of the extra modes.
Well, none of that. The remix is more of a reference to the X Dash version, which is. Are you familiar? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't.
They redid the gem drops because Ken and Donovan were the only ones worth a shit in the first one.
I agree.
And some of the other ones were horrendously bad. Like, especially the ones that would do like Ryu's is really bad because they're vertical and you can plan accordingly. So Ken's is completely horizontal drops. So Ken and Donovan were the two best.
And Donovan was angles.
Donovan had some horizontals and then like some mixed up stuff in the corners. But the guy, the designer who actually did the redesign, actually had a lengthy article posted on his blog about all the thought that went into the redesign, and I was reading it. It made a lot of sense. But basically what he's gone and done is he's scrambled all they're still similar to what they used to be, but scrambled in a little bit of a way that makes them more playable and not all retarded. Except for Dan. Dan's still the worst player in the game. So that's why it's called Remix. But yeah, it's inexcusable that they're in HD and then the sprites are just ugly as sin. But so you bought it, you didn't play it?
No, I played it. I didn't play in the extra modes.
Did you play online?
Yes.
How'd you do?
Kick the shit out of that guy.
Really? Because you're not that good. Oh, just one guy. You played one dude.
Yeah, I didn't have time. Oh. That's kind of funny because I remember the first time I played you, I kicked the shit out of you.
That's kind of funny. I think your memory is bad.
I remember that.
No. We'll play. I have the demo. And in fact, if I have to buy it to show you.
You're going to have to
buy it. Actually, we'll play on my main machine.
No. We can play the Xbox version.
It's the same one.
Okay, maybe.
Because there's an arcade mode, like original arcade version, and then there's the remix version. But in any case, yeah, whatever. What other? What other demos? The Heavenly Sword demo came out like eons ago, but we'll cover that too.
That sucked balls.
Yeah, what'd you think? Well, there you go. It sucked balls. But what I thought sucked balls more than the game was the fucking 1 gig download for like 3 minutes of play.
Yeah.
That sucked balls. That is retarded.
That means we downloaded a whole bunch of assets that weren't used in the demo.
I guess. I don't know what the fuck we downloaded, but 1 gig, 3 minutes? That doesn't make sense. The Bioshock demo was at least 45 minutes or so, depending on how you played it. But yeah, that's ridiculous. And I mean, and now Layer has come out, and it's just a fiasco. Like, Sony's just fucked, dude. Everything they have is
Brad
just
has been
trash.
Talking about how much he loves Slayer, though.
Brad?
Yeah.
Gay Brad.
Yeah, homo gay Brad.
Yeah, like, we're not making fun of him. Like, he really is gay. Like, actually
not
homosexual.
Not gay as an insult.
No, homosexual.
He loves him some man sweat.
But Gay Brad is, you know, not really a gamer. He's the guy that just buys shit because it's new. And then he sells shit at half the price.
See,
that's why
I
love Gay
understand.
Brad, because he would buy a lot of shit and then sell it to me for a fraction of the cost so he could buy more new shit. But he was terrible. He was a terrible gamer with terrible tastes.
I agree about the terrible taste. He's talking about how awesome Lair is and how the 360 sucks, but he's never actually played a 360.
He's owned it. He had a 360. He sold it like this is how stupid he is. He sold it to buy a PS3. And now, you know, I actually talked to him today. You know what he's buying? What? A Halo 3 360. You know why? Because it's fucking new. That's why.
I want a Halo 3 360, kind of.
But not for $400. Well, you had one with all the trade-in value. Could have
right.
bought it.
But I wanted a 200 gig hard drive. And the hard drive, or a 120 gig hard drive. The hard drive that comes with that is 20 gigs.
Right.
And it's a custom looking hard drive,
right.
So you can't really replace
You'd have
it
to
and
open
have
it
look the same.
You'd have to open it
and I don't
want to
do that.
It. Yeah. So,
which
but anyway,
makes me sad.
So Gay Brad's buying a Halo 3 360 because it's new. So I'll be able to buy it from him for about $250 in about 9 months, 6 to 9 months.
He says that you're a mean person.
No fucking
and
shit.
And I said, yeah, but he's an honest person, and that's more
exactly.
important to me than being nice.
Exactly. I'm not going to lie to you. I am a mean person. But you're
and
right. But you're right
agree
too.
With him. I completely.
I'm
agree.
Not denying it.
And the yeah.
But anyway,
enough about that. Let's talk about something that is also gay. Space Giraffe. That game.
You
oh
know,
my god!
I was expecting.
Because I've met the person who.
You met that game. Jeff Minter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now.
And Tempest 2000 was awesome.
Oh my God. That game, I bought it just because at a GDC game developer conference, he was there. I met him.
Is he just like a hippie cool British guy?
He posts on Something Awful forums all
yep,
the time.
Yep.
So I thought, you know what? How bad could it possibly be? Tempest 2000, awesome.
Right.
No.
Space Draft, a total barf mess. It's like a neon sign shattered into a million pieces.
Do you remember in the beginning days of the internet how people would put 1,000 GIFs on their website?
Yeah, it's called MySpace.com.
Well, think if the beginning of the internet threw up into Tempest.
Right.
And then that's Space Draft.
And then you put in a blender with some neon signs
and
pastel colors. And yeah, some catchphrases. Yep. That's pretty much it. And music from Tempest 2000 Remix.
Is that what that is?
No, but it sounds just like it. It is pretty bad. I played the demo, and I try to like it because I loved Tempest 2000, and I want to support independent developers. It's basically a one-man developer, and that man needs an artist. He needs somebody who can draw more than a couple of colored squigglies. Did you see how – I'm sure he did because he posted on Something Awful how pissed he was that he got 2 out of 10 at OXM.
Yeah.
On his game review. I mean, but come on. That game is terrible. Maybe the mechanics aren't terrible, but you can't get past the goddamn muddled up graphics to even play the game.
Well, I can. And I actually figured out that if you swing your guy in a circle around the screen while shooting, you can get past almost any level.
That's sort of like Tempest, but you can't really. You can get you past the early ones. But
the first 10 levels.
Yeah. I still thought about even buying it just because it was $5, you know, support the guy, but then I thought, what am I actually supporting? A bunch of crap.
Yeah, I supported mediocrity.
Exactly. So I decided not to. So fuck that guy. Fuck Jeff Minter.
So now that we're talking about
if he stops smoking dope and cuts his hair, he may make a good game.
Yeah, I'm thinking that it's not dope.
You think he's past that?
I'm going to quote the Mamas and the Papas. So we were at the doctor, and we were all having similar neurological damage, and the doctor said, well, tell me about your day. And I told him, well, we wake up every morning and we take our acid, and he said, whoa, what? That's what I think happened to Jeff Minter.
So you think, yeah, I guess that would make more sense. But anyway, you want to talk about BioShock?
Are we allowed to talk about BioShock? Because, you know, it's been a while and most people have played BioShock. I guess we could talk about it.
You know, we want to give our opinions and fuck them if they don't want to listen. They can skip forward.
So did you save the girls or did you harvest the girls?
I have a 2.5-year-old little girl. What do you think?
You harvested the little girls.
No, I saved every single one.
I saved everyone because there was an achievement for doing it.
Yeah, see, that's probably why most people did it. And plus, like, you get either a really good ending or you get a total ass ending for just fucking up once. Just harvesting one little girl and you're done. It's so stupid. It's like, I thought this was going to be like a very open-ended game where you get a lot of different choices and maybe you get
really
multiple
two.
Endings. You have 2.25 endings. You have the good ending, you have the bad ending, and you have the bad ending with a different voice. Different inflection on the same words. Have you seen that?
Nope.
Like, so there's a good ending, and we all know about that one. Happy, you know, cool stuff. And then the bad ending is you end up being mean to the little girls, and you take over Rapture, and you kind of conquer the world, and you steal nuclear technology, basically. And there's two bad
nuclear
endings.
Nuclear for the Republicans listening.
Nuclear. So in that ending, there's two voiceover styles. One is sort of a disappointed style, like disappointed that you made some bad choices. And the other one's like a disgusted, horrified version of the same. It's pretty much the same wording. It's just different tone. And the way you can tell the difference, one of the easiest ways is there's a dramatic pause in the disgusted, kind of horrified version where it ends up extending the voiceover to where she says, and you stole the world's secrets or something like that. And the voiceover ends right as the missile appears. That's the disgusted ending. If the voiceover ends before the missile appears, then that's just sort of this disappointed ending. But yeah, there's two real endings, but
I think that we
variation.
Need to edit spoilers coming, spoilers coming, spoilers coming.
Oh, fuck them. If you guys haven't finished it by now, then guess what happens at the end? There's a good ending and a bad ending.
Yeah.
You couldn't have figured that one out? You know, I'll tell you what. Most people are playing it the good way anyway. I won't tell them what the ending is. It's just, you know, it's a happy ending. There's bunnies and deer and shit. It's nice.
But, and Bambi's mother gets shot by hunters?
No, that's the bad ending with the bad voiceover.
Oh, okay.
But the game itself, so I never played System Shock 2, and a lot of people are saying this is fucking System Shock 2 with new graphics.
And it is, basically. You know? It's not as in-depth as System Shock 2, but that would be difficult to do on a console.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I hear is this one's much easier. And I agree, it's pretty easy, and there's almost zero penalty
System
for
Shock
dying.
System Shock 2 was very, very difficult.
Yeah, there's almost no penalty for dying. I mean, you really don't need any medkits.
I reloaded my save every time I died.
You did?
I did.
Why?
I didn't want to waste whatever ammo I used.
But it doesn't matter, because you can just keep on dying, and who cares?
But
it doesn't matter.
Then you waste ammo.
But what does it matter? The only reason you want ammo is so that you don't die.
No, because I like to use certain weapons in certain situations, and I want to make sure they always have ammo.
I never... Okay, I'm lying. I did restart. The only time, and I knew there wasn't an achievement for this, but I did it anyway, is when you have to escort the little sister through, and... You know, towards the end of the game?
Three of them died when I did that.
And you didn't care? You just kept going?
Just kept going.
Yeah, it's because you don't have a little girl. If you had a little girl, you'd be like, fuck that, I'm saving this little girl. So I did. I just kept redoing it until I finished it without letting her die. So
they deserve
that's the only
die.
Time I kept reloading a save.
I got tired of them talking about angels.
Well,
but I did hear someone say in a little girl's voice, my stepmother's... Mother, I was in San Francisco last weekend on vacation, which I didn't mention.
That's another reason that we couldn't do it last week.
Right.
And then I was in Vegas the week before that.
Yep. So she said, we were driving down the road, and she said, we saw a guy on a motorcycle driving like an ass without a helmet and no pads, which is illegal in California.
And we call those organ donors.
Well, she says, that's how angels are made.
She didn't have Mr. Bubbles at the end?
No, but if she had of, I would have probably cracked.
But overall,
slowly into insanity.
Overall, I was very pleased with the game. It was one of those games, one of those very rare games where I intend to play for 30 minutes and I played for like 2 hours. And it sucked because it made me real tired for work all that week.
That's two good summer games. That's The Darkness and Bioshock.
Right. And The Darkness, I think, you know, is a solid. Let's go into our grading scale. You want to do letter grades, or you want to do number grades, or do you want to do stars? What do you want to do today? We always change it anyway.
I want to do stars.
You want to do stars? How many stars? Five?
Out of five.
Four stars? Five
but
stars?
We can do half stars.
So it's really out of 10.
So like Star Search.
All right. So Star Search is four.
I want to do quarter stars. Like Star Search allows.
Oh, God. Okay. So four stars with quarter stars.
That's right.
All right. Let's go. Graphics. Simple thing.
It's an easy four. It's easily the best looking game that's come out. Much better than Gears of War.
See,
because
I've heard people say.
Styling.
I've heard people say that the graphic Gears of War were better, but I have to agree. I think that the art style goes a long way for this game, and it really makes the graphics kind
of
come to life, you know? Where Gears of War was that apocalyptic, futuristic look.
Too many muscles, too many sores, too much blood that just didn't need to be there.
Right. They look like the Unreal Tournament guys, which I always thought looked goofy.
They look like deformed Rob Liefeld characters. And if you don't know who Rob Liefeld is...
Isn't it Liefeld?
I don't care. He is a comic book artist. For some reason, still has a job making one or two books.
I actually read about him recently, and he got shit panned after fucked up image.
He cannot draw proportions of people to save his life. He's getting better.
And did you know that he didn't have formal training?
I did know that.
Go figure. But anyway, so
graphics, I'm going for. Four stars.
I have to agree. Four stars. I was very impressed not only with the graphics, but with the frame rate. And the demo convinced me that although the resolution was higher on the PC, that the graphics were good enough on the 360 that I was happy enough. So I ended up getting on 360 based on the graphics not sucking. Right, right. And the big reason I got it for the 360 is because I knew that I would actually play it if it was on the 360. When I get on my computer, I tend not to play games.
Yep.
I tend to do other fucking, I play poker or I surf the web or, you know, listen to whatever, watch movies, but I do not play games. It just doesn't come to me to do that on a PC. So I figured that was the main reason to play it on 360. So, but anyway, so the graphics four, definitely.
Sound?
Sound, to give it a, well, now you're going to break up sound and music or sound and music together?
We can do sound and music together.
Sound and music together, I'm going to give it a 3.75 out of 4.
I'm going to give it 3.25 stars because the voices that they gave the characters got really redundant after a while.
They did. They were good. They were well done.
They were awesome. They were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The sound and music, I got tired of the same five songs played over and over again every time.
They were appropriate and they were good, but yeah, it was
but
a little redundant.
They played them over and over again.
The thing is, I don't really remember when I...
But that extra quarter above average is for everything little girls say to Mr. Bubbles.
The reason I gave it such a high score is because I thought it was very appropriate. Everything was very appropriate and everything was very well done. What was there? Why I couldn't give it a 4 is because none of the tracks were especially memorable, which can be good and bad. But if you play a game like Street Fighter or Katamari, or I still have the Zombies Ate My Neighbors, like the first level. Yeah, exactly. They have to be something that's memorable and that really stays with you. And nothing really stays with me from Bioshock. I mean, I have the album that they actually was pretty cool and they allowed you to download for free from the actual website.
Along with the one that comes with the limited edition.
And, you know, it's good. And within the realm of the game, it fits perfectly. They're not memorable. That's all I can say. Voice acting was superb, but a little repetitive. And the writing was great, but, you know, it's not really a sound issue. But so, yeah, 3.75 stars, 3.25 stars. So what about the gameplay, the actual game mechanics of playing through the game?
I'm going to give it 3.75 stars.
See, this I'd give probably 3.25 stars because I do think it was a little bit easy. There was not enough penalty for dying. Some of the hacking stuff got a little redundant. I mean, I was pretty...
You should have had enough money to always pay for that.
I had auto hacks, but I never used them because I figured, you know, it's cheating.
There was an implant you get, not a plasmid, the other thing.
A tonic. Yeah.
That reduced the cost and it made them all cost 10. Once I got that about halfway through the game...
I don't remember if I got that. If I did, I didn't pay attention to it.
I loved the hacking game.
I did. I did. I did it for like 90% of the game. The last 10% of the game, I just auto hot auto hacks.
Pipe Dream
I got tired
was
of
an
it.
Awesome game on Windows 3.1.
I remember that on Super
it's
Nintendo.
An awesome game as a hacking game. I'm surprised that they released that for Super Nintendo because it was kind of free with Windows.
It was kind of what?
It was free.
Oh, well, it was. I think it was LucasArts even released it, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, it was. It was a little too easy, I think. The Vita Chambers, free and automatic saving. And
without... Well, I think gameplay is more than just how hard it is. There were times during the game that I actually jumped. Like, there's one part where there's a doctor and he's talking to himself in the shadows. And then you turn the corner where he should be, he's not there. And you loot everything there. And you turn around, he's standing right behind you.
Yeah.
Scared the hell out of me. I had all the lights off, sound up.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
Well, is that really a gameplay element, though?
Yeah.
That's more of a... Well, yeah, I guess you're right. It is a gameplay element. It affects how you feel about playing the game.
And there are plenty of times when those audio notes, which I guess should go into sound, but it's gameplay.
Yeah, they tell the story. They
tell the story. And if you play them when you immediately get them, which is what it seemed like the developers were going for, they set so much mood for the next thing that you're supposed to do.
The only thing that sort of struck me as weird is why are all these lying around everywhere?
It used to be a big thing for people to record them, themselves when that technology was...
Eventually I just said, you know, fuck it, this is the way things are within this game, but it was sort of strange. I mean, I liked the way they played out, but I just think it was, you know, a little odd that there were so many of these tape recorders strewn all about. But I agree, they were pretty interesting. The other aspect of it were the plasmids, and I thought they were very creative. The weapons. The weapons were a little weak, I thought. There was a couple of weapons that seemed good, but like the machine gun became useless with regular bullets after a while.
Right.
I like the pistol. It was seemed to be very
pistol
popular.
Pistol was very excellent. Yeah, when you fully upgraded it.
And headshots.
If I had have known that adding the clip enhancement quadrupled the amount of ammo it held.
You mean if you had read the description?
I did read the description.
It tells you that.
And then, well, I read a different description than you did.
I read the one in the game. Which one did you read?
The one in the manual.
Oh, I read the one in the game.
Oh.
On the menu, when you select it, it tells you what it does. And
well, I
was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'll get that.
I don't think I ever selected it.
Oh.
But anyway, if I had have known...
Oh, you never got it. That
no,
sucks.
I did.
Oh, you did get it. Okay.
But I didn't get it until afterwards when I was just trying to max out weapons, and I was like, ah, crap, because the pistol was my favorite weapon.
It was good.
Except for its low ammo.
Yeah.
If I had known, I would have done that immediately, first thing.
Yeah, it was a good weapon. I never used the ice. There were some weapons that were just useless.
Because they don't leave any loot, ice was useless.
Ice was useless. I also didn't use the electrical trap things.
I never got that. I never bought that.
Yeah, the crossbow. The crossbow electrical arrows.
Oh, I never used the electrical.
Yeah, I never fucking used them either. I mean, I would use them when I didn't have any other arrows, but that was it. The fire arrows were pretty powerful, but the exploding arrows or whatever. But.
And every Big Daddy was easy to take down with the combination of explosive shotgun, electricity. Switch, hit, switch, hit, switch, yeah. Hit. Takes everyone down.
I didn't like the long weapon times, weapon load times.
Strafe around the a pillar. But these are cheesy tactics to exploit bad AI because people just haven't figured out how to write good AI yet.
But you know, overall, like I said, I can't really give it that three and 1/4 stars, I think, for gameplay. What else we got left?
That's
story,
it.
I guess.
Story, you know what I mean? Awesome.
Yeah,
4.
I give it 4.
4 stars. Definitely.
Overall, 3.75 stars.
What about replayability?
I've actually not replayed it myself, but I had a friend of mine come over and want to play it. So I let him restart a new game, and I was pretty interested in watching him play. I didn't just set him loose and take off. So I think I don't know if I'll replay it, but I could see how people would. If, you know, you didn't have as many games as I did with a huge fucking backlog, you might want to replay it. But I mean, there's no multiplayer aspect of it, so there's not really – and really it would feel – unless they did something really spectacular, it'd be totally tacked on, and, you know, it's fine without it.
More plasmids,
you think you'd want? Oh, you mean the multiplayer? If they had it, or you just mean single player?
No, I just want more plasmids.
Well, there's talk about a plasmic pack coming.
I'd like one that ripped open someone's stomach and all their guts kind of like came flying out. That'd be kind of
cool. And okay.
Or maybe one that ripped their head and spine out like Scorpion style, and then you could use it as a weapon, something like that, or harvest Adam from it, or
right?
Something.
And that's why you're not designing video games. But yeah. Oh, I didn't get to tell you when I picked up the limited edition, right? So the pull it out of the drawer where they have all the reserves, and she goes like, "Oh, you know, because they already had pre-labeled with her name on it," and she goes, "Oh, you got one of the good ones." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, we had some that were broken." And I'm like, "Yeah, but they replaced them, you know, and they get you an art book and stuff." And she's like, "Yeah, I know." And she was like, and I was like, "You know, can I get a broken one?" And she's like, "Yeah, I can get you one if you really want one." I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get a replacement one figure anyway. I might as well get the free printed art book."
Is it too late to do that? Because I still need
Don't think so. But yours wasn't broken. And I'll tell you why I know. Because you pre-ordered the same GameSpot I did. And she was going through them. And
no,
she was like,
"I got the Arboretum."
You didn't pick it up from this GameStop?
No.
You had one reserved? And let me finish my story. So I go, and she says, "Yeah, let me find it." And she was like, "Maybe it's this one, though. Maybe it's this one, though." It was, "Oh, here it is. Here's a broken one." And it had a name on it. I'll bleep that out. But it had your name on it, right? And I'm like, "Wow, that's funny. That's my friend." And he goes, "Yeah, he got the broken one." I'm like, "Fuck that. Give that one to me." So she took my name off, and she put it on your BioShock, and she took that one and put it on mine. So I ended up with your broken one, and you got the one that I should have gotten, which was not broken.
Well, so, I picked mine up from the Arboretum.
So you pre-ordered it twice?
That means there's another copy of BioShock waiting for me somewhere.
They'll only hold it for 2 days, so it's no longer being
held. Well, I never got the other message saying that it was ready.
Maybe they just do one per customer, and they just have you.
That makes me sad in pants.
How'd you not know you had pre-ordered it?
Well, I had pre-ordered it.
This one. How'd you not remember that? I was with you when you did it.
I don't remember these things.
Because I was remember contemplating. In fact, you did it when I did it, and I was contemplating doing one or the other.
Now, was it fully paid off?
No. Okay. Well, I don't know. It didn't. Your name was on it. So you have $5 there if you want to go get it.
That's a good point. I'm going to go do that, and I'm going to order not Rock Band.
Telling you, man, Rock Band's going to be the way to go. People that are thinking that they need to buy new guitars aren't paying attention.
I don't want to buy any of the other instruments.
You don't have to. You can play over the internet on Xbox Live. They can have the other instruments. They can have the microphone. The microphone's only
$30. Also, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have both, of course. But
I mean, online.
And because I'm getting both, and because I love Guitar Hero 1 and 2, and I bought the 80s edition, which sucked, I can tell you without bias, the Rock Band is going to own the shit out of Guitar Hero 3. It's going to have more options. It's going to have more songs. It's going to have better downloadable support. Look how great Guitar Hero 2's downloadable support is. It's shit. They give you old songs for cheap, I mean for expensive, and then and they then gave you new, the My Chemical Romance, yeah, for expensive too, and they haven't done shit since, and there's no online play. They promised an online play patch that never came to be. So, and now Harmonix is promising whole album downloads, one a week. I mean, come on.
Why would Rock Band?
Yes, whole album. The very first week after release, Nirvana's Nevermind is going to be the first album. And The Who, they're going to have, I think it's a Who's Next. I think that's the one they're doing. And they have a whole big catalog all lined up. You got to remember, EA is behind them and MTV is behind them. MTV owns Harmonix now. So you know they're going to fucking market the shit out of that.
MTV plays total crap all the time.
But it's MTV, dude. They have more clout than Activision does.
Okay, you pretty much sold me, except for the fact that, except for the MTV part.
But that's good in
I
the
hate
fact.
MTV.
But you don't have to like MTV. But you can like what they bring to the table, which is more pull and more artists to choose from.
True.
So you know, just look away when that MTV logo comes up every time you turn it on.
I'm gonna shed a single tear for Eon Flux, Beavis and Butthead, and music videos.
And so anyway, so that's why Rock Band is gonna own the shit out of Guitar Hero 3. But I'm still buying Guitar Hero 3 because there will be Guitar Hero 3 exclusive songs, and I do want to play those. I wonder if the Rock Band guitar is going to work with Guitar Hero 3. I wonder if they're going to be compatible or just one way, you know? Because I remember the third-party guitars that were made for Guitar Hero 1 did not work in Guitar Hero 2 because they purposely locked them out.
Yep.
So I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
I'm surprised Sony didn't rape them for that.
Because I probably will not buy... Because
they were official Sony-licensed products.
Yeah, but that just means it works with the hardware.
But it doesn't.
But it does work with the hardware. The problem is that the software remapped shit underneath the covers, and that's what fucked stuff up. But anyway, they ended up releasing an adapter that fixed the problem.
For shipping costs.
Yeah. But yeah, Rock Band, I mean, I know it's going to be popular here because my wife and her sisters love karaoke, always singing karaoke. So they can play karaoke while I play my drums or guitar.
Now let me ask you a question. Just picture this in your mind for me. Your wife singing Nirvana songs while you play guitar.
Well, they won't sing those.
They won't?
No. Well, they might, but they'll probably sing all those shitty pop songs and stuff.
And you'll play guitar to them?
Yeah, why not? I play guitar through every song on every Guitar Hero. Why would, even the shitty 80s ones. So why wouldn't I do that?
Because they're really, really bad.
And now Metallica's on board with both. Originally, I thought it was just going to be Rock Band, but apparently they have both.
As long as it's old Metallica, not new Metallica.
Well, I would be surprised if they didn't have Metallica album downloads for Rock Band.
Oh, yeah. There's something people can't really steal. So Metallica should be all over that.
Exactly. You have to, you know, download it. So license.
Even though all those Metallica...
Well, we don't know yet tools. Is how bad they're going to rape us on prices on these things.
They better cost less than a full album.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were $15 an album.
Well, then they are not going to get a single purchase from me, except for maybe
I will buy
Pink
selective
Floyd.
Albums.
Maybe some Pink Floyd.
I will buy the Nirvana album, no questions asked, just buy it. And I'll buy any Metallica album, preload, no question asked. I'll even buy the black one, which I didn't really care for, but it had some good stuff on it.
Ride the Lightning would be the one I would buy.
I would buy Master of Puppets would be my first.
Master of Puppets is up there.
And then probably Injustice for All, Ride the Lightning closely. And maybe Ride the Lightning, then Injustice for All. But anything preload. Load and after, I'd really have to think about it. Especially since I don't know any songs on St. Anger, which is like the last one. But anyway, the point is at least we'll have that choice. And I really believe. And also they're having the great majority of their songs are going to be their original recordings.
Oh,
the master
excellent.
Tracks.
Excellent.
They said they're only going to redo tracks that were so old that they need to be redone. That they just sound like crap.
So everything that I could possibly want to hear.
If you like the old Sabbath or like old, you know, stuff like that.
I do.
Well then, those are going to be redone. Probably the Who album will be redone. So
I request that they put Sympathy for the Devil.
Their quote is they're going to try as often as possible to use the master track when it makes sense.
I see.
So, anyway, there's that. Man, we got a whole bunch of releases that came out recently this week. we should probably just blow through.
All right.
So, okay, let's just bite the bullet. And that's because they took a whole bunch of them out because they were old.
Two Worlds, crap.
Two Worlds, you know, heard the Oblivion Light or Poor Man's Oblivion.
Multiplayer.
Is it not multiplayer?
It's an MMORPG.
Two Worlds is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that. Skipping then. BioShock, we already talked about. It's exclusive to PC and 360. Dynasty War Gundam.
Is that really the title?
It is.
So, is it Dynasty Warriors with
mechs? Exactly what you would think it would be.
Dynasty Warriors with mechs.
Exactly. Not with mechs, with Gundams.
What's the difference?
Specific type of mechs. The Gundam stuff. Like, not their actually licensed the Gundams. Not generic robots, they're...
The ugly Gundams?
The ugly licensed Gundams, yeah.
Yeah. Those are pretty ugly.
There's a demo available on the PS3.
Gundams are super ugly. Okay, schemes,
I'm
terrible.
Not saying they're not. I have no opinion on Gundams.
All right.
I've never been a fan of giant robot anime, I'll tell you that for sure.
I was a big fan of the Invid Invasion series for Robotech.
Didn't like Robotech. Didn't like Gundam. Didn't like Giant Robo. And
okay.
Anyway.
Next release.
So we got Tiger Woods for everything. Who cares? Skip.
Yeah.
Skip. Brunswick Pro Bowling. Only reason that I have that up there is to point out yet again, check out the systems it's released on. The PS2, the PSP, and the Wii.
Yeah.
There's more Wii, PS2, PS3 releases than...
PSP, you mean, not PS3.
PSP. Well, I guess, where am I going with that? Then there should be, there should be zero.
The point is...
The Wii is so underpowered, is my point, that it's being... that it's getting simultaneous releases with the PS2.
But you know what? Nintendo and the PSP. Still sitting on their money in the bank. Still can't get a Wii.
They don't have my money. They have my console money, but anybody's going to get my console money. Fuck, I have a fucking Laser Active. I mean, anybody's going to get my console money, but the games they got to fucking earn. I'm not going to buy games just because they get released. So Nintendo has almost none of my fucking money. And they're not going to get it until they put out something that's worth the shit.
All right. Guilty Gear Accent Core. New Guilty Gear?
And guess what two systems that got released on?
The Fantavision and...
The PS2 and the Wii.
So did the Fantavision come with an actual Fanta dispenser? Is there any relation to Fanta Cola? Don't you wanna Fanta?
I can't think of anything witty to say, so pass.
Okay.
Guilty Gear Accent Core is a new... It's a new... Old Guilty Gear. It's another update. They're getting as bad as Street Fighter, dude. I mean, they
Isn't
just keep.
Is it Capcom? Or no, it's Playmore.
No, that's SNK. It's Playmore. It's a Sammy.
Sammy. Yeah. Who cares? Next. Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix, Xbox Live Arcade, and PlayStation Network. Now, it was an exclusive for 2 days. Is that what the junk was?
I don't believe it was a planned exclusive. I think it just was late to the PS Network. Probably because they're not
shit together.
No, I'm pretty
sure they announced it as a 360 exclusive.
No, I think that was a joke title for that article that you read.
Okay.
It was an unplanned 2-day PS3, Xbox 360 exclusive.
So here's one my buddy at work has been playing the crap out of. Guild Wars Eye of the North.
Never played Guild Wars.
Guild Wars is pretty fun. No monthly fee MMORPG. That's all we're going to say about that. Left Behind Eternal Forces expansion pack.
Kirk Cameron. That's all I have to say.
Kirk Cameron? You know what I have to say? By left behind, they mean left behind modern science. Next. Stranglehold.
Okay. Now, we're in the Xbox 360 range here.
Now, Stranglehold, I've been watching the PC demo of Stranglehold every day at work for over a month.
And?
I'm tired of seeing it. Next.
Okay. Well, no, the thing to point out here is that, curiously, it's in the Xbox 360 release, not in the multi-release.
It's going to be released on the PC.
I know, but it's not out yet. Oh. That's funny. That the PS3
isn't it
release,
on the PS3?
It's going to come out the same day Halo 3 comes out on the PS3.
That's dumb.
Well, hey, those PS3 guys got to play something. They can play a 3 or 4 week old Xbox 360 game when everybody else is buying Halo 3.
Yeah. Blue Dragon, don't care. I don't want to see Dragon Ball Z graphics.
I really wanted to like that, but yeah, it's not something that I think I'll like.
Marathon was released a couple weeks ago. They also just now released a patch for the people who are getting motion sickness.
What does it do? Delete
it makes
Marathon?
It widescreen.
Oh. I thought maybe deleted it. That'd
that
be a pretty
game,
good patch.
Terrible. I downloaded it. Bad.
You bought it?
Yeah. I buy pretty much all reasonable Xbox Live Arcade titles.
Wow, okay.
I still haven't bought the mini golf one.
And I see you didn't share that one with me or anything else. You didn't share Space Drive. You didn't share that one.
No.
You didn't share Puzzle Fighter. Anyway. I mean, I need to find a new Xbox Live sharing partner.
Cyberball 2072. Is this like the Cyberball for the PC of EGA graphics days?
This is the arcade Cyberball 2072.
I played a game called Cyberball.
It was probably a port. So Cyberball, the big thing with Cyberball was competitive play. And this one, single player only. You could play cooperative, but you can't play against anybody. Not over live, not even over local.
Wow, that's really bad.
The Cyberball that was released in arcades was really like two arcade machines and one with a link up.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was all about competitive play. And this one doesn't have that. So that's awesome. It got a really poor score from GameSpot, I think.
So let's move on to the Wii. Mario Strikers Charged. That's soccer?
Let's see. I don't care about soccer, and I'm hitting the Wii.
Okay, next. Metroid Prime 3 Corruption.
Probably is a good game, but I don't want anything to do with it. Because, really, who has the time?
I'm going to give Metroid Prime Hunters a chance.
The DS game?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so old. Why would you even bring that up?
Because I'm going to buy it for like $10.
Oh, okay.
Because that's all that kind of game is worth to me.
Carnival Games. Guess what this is? More fucking mini games. They can't go a week without releasing more mini games for it because there's not enough. It's like an FPS on the 360. You know? Need more of those.
So PS3 Warhawk? You going to buy the download? I'll buy it if you buy it.
Fuck no.
$40, man. $40.
If I get Warhawk, I'll probably have to buy the one with the Bluetooth.
I've already got one.
You already got a Bluetooth
mic for my PS3.
Well, I don't. So.
Lair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lair.
Fuck that.
So PS2 Wild Arms 5, are you going to give this a chance? Have you ever played any of the Wild Arms?
I own a bunch of the Wild Arms.
Have you ever played any of them?
No.
I have not either.
No.
They were get it confused.
I saw the demos.
So it's a cowboy RPG, is that what I understand?
Yeah, with some supernatural elements, I think. Or maybe steampunk elements or something in it.
Huh.
I don't know exactly, to be honest.
PSP, Naruto, Ultimate Ninja Hero, based on an anime, forget about it.
Yep, and then here's your...
Worms, Open Warfare 2.
Here's the thing, I didn't even know there was an Open Warfare 1.
Yeah.
What is that? Just regular 2D Worms?
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's awesome. And this is awesome, too.
And then for the DS, we got Picross and Brain Age 2.
I'm not going to pick up any of those.
I got Brain Age 2. My friend Serge picked it up for me from Fry's when it was on sale for $15 right before I went to Las Vegas. Unfortunately, I didn't even get to play it.
That's not unfortunately.
No, I mean, Brain Age is pretty fun.
But you're in Vegas. Enjoy Vegas.
No, I mean, on the way, on the airplane trip. I ended up watching all the episodes of Metalocalypse.
Or Metalocalypse is awesome.
The ones I hadn't watched, I should say.
I've seen the remaining episodes of Metalocalypse.
Yeah, there's not that many. There's only 20. There
are 15. Are they still making them?
15. I think season 2 started, yeah.
Metalocalypse, awesome.
And then I saw the Family Guy.
Metalocalypse needs to be a fighting game.
That would be brutal. A weird license, but it would be brutal.
It would be brutal.
What else? Okay, so that's enough for the releases.
Perhaps a fighting game with some sort of band management.
If it's possible, we need to talk about Bioshock some more. Do you think we can?
We can.
Rootkit, Scare. There wasn't really a rootkit, but is Secure ROM.
Secure ROM is crappy copy protection. The only point of putting this copy protection on the game is to encourage people to steal them because the real copies that they're getting from developers aren't working on their systems because their copy protection is so stupid.
Yeah, so the way it worked was I had read a little bit about the PC version. There's another reason I didn't get it is that it was going to require an internet connection to activate, which I absolutely hate. I absolutely hate it. I've hated it since Half-Life. Too, and I just think it's a terrible idea, and I hate having to be online to play a single-player game. And as we all know, there's no multiplayer content. I mean, there's no multiplayer gameplay in Bioshock. It's all single-player gameplay. And so, really, what the fuck's the point of having to be online? The only reason...
punish you for buying the...
Exactly. And so, initially, you can only install it twice. I don't remember if it was twice on two machines or twice on one machine. But then people bitch, now it's 5 times, and then it's kind of like got a thing where you can install it once, and you uninstall it, you get your key back, and you get 5. It's ridiculous. You bought the fucking game. There was a post, I don't know if you saw this post, where a guy was complaining about he had installed Bioshock under one user account, in Vista, and then his brother wanted to play it, and he logged into his user account, and he tried to start the game, and said he needed a key. And he's like, what the fuck? It's already installed. I bought the game. And he posted in the forum, how do I get past this shit? You know? I want to be able to play with a different user on the same PC. And the response from an admin was like, why should your brother play the game for free?
It's on one PC. You licensed it to
and
one PC.
And I'm like,
PC.
What about all the people that bought it on the 360? You're going to make everybody who plays it buy a fucking different copy of the game? What about... It's retarded. Like, what about when you buy a DVD? You're only allowed to watch it just yourself? Every member of your family has to fucking buy the same copy of the DVD? That's retarded. I can't believe that that guy had the balls and or was stupid enough to even try to argue that point. That why should your brother pay you only license it for one user? That's fucked up. Not even fucking Microsoft does that. You can only have one user using Windows. Come on. What is that bullshit? That's just retarded, and that just needs to be... I mean, that's all 2K. I don't blame developers for that. That's just all fucking 2K publisher greed right there. And all they do, all this secure ROM bullshit, all this copy protection bullshit for the PC, all it does is punish the fucking buyer.
Yep.
Everybody who's going to pirate this shit
is
going to pirate it. You didn't do shit.
It's cracked and released before the game is released.
You didn't do shit. All you did is inconvenience all the fucking people that paid to play your game. You may have gotten a few people that would buy the game and, you know, install it on their friend's PC. You may have gotten a few people, you know, to not do that. But in the process, you fucked everybody else, and the pirates still got the game. So it's retarded. I don't even know why they continue to do this stupid crap. So, you know, congrats to Irrational Games, now 2K Boston, 2K Australia. But fuck 2K Games, the publisher. Because yeah. They're just greedy fuckers, and I'm so glad I did not buy it on the PC.
So what is this 30 Stranglehold is now region free, has $30 million price tag?
That's a pretty old... tag that,
it
I mean,
$30 million to make.
Yeah, it was $30 million to make Stranglehold.
I hope the game fails.
And it at one point when the PS3 went, since the PS3 special edition includes a Blu-ray version of the first movie, Hard Boiled.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, Stranglehold is actually a video game sequel to a movie called Hard Boiled,
which is a good movie,
starring Chow Yun-fat, same person that stars in Stranglehold, is the same character, Inspector Tequila. Or is it Captain Tequila or Detective Tequila? Whatever it is.
Mr. Tequila.
And directed by John Woo. But so when they were playing this on Blu-ray, they decided that they were going... All PS3 games are region-free.
Yeah.
But they were going to region-lock this one because they had the Blu-ray movie on it. So this post that I have up here is actually... They decided to make it region-free.
Well, you know, this might be news to someone because they still haven't released
exactly.
Stranglehold.
It's still news because the PS3 version is not out yet. So, yeah, if you're wondering if you could play an import version or if you have an import PS3 for some reason you want to play Stranglehold, there you go. It should be still be region-free. So that's what that post is about. What's the stupid controversy over RE5? I didn't post that one.
So now Resident Evil 5 takes place in Africa. People are upset because they're killing black people.
Yeah.
They killed white people, they killed Mexicans, they killed Asians.
That's okay.
But now because it's black, it's a problem. That is racist right there.
Right.
And that's all we need to say.
Reverse racism.
It's not even reverse racism, it's direct racism.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Shadowrun patch, how old is that post?
This week.
Shadowrun patch just came out?
Last week.
What does it do?
Last week. It fixes more matchmaking. It rebalances some crap. And that's it.
Does it un-gimp the PC version?
Well, the PC version's not gimped.
Yeah, it is.
They've made the PC matchmaking more like the 360.
No. I mean, the PC version of the aiming, you probably never noticed because you know the PC version. When you aim with the PC mouse, it actually makes the reticle bigger and it harder to aim.
It does that on the 360.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And then when you stop moving the mouse, the reticle goes smaller.
There was a big post on like how the PC version was gimped and that it wasn't actually the same as the 360 version.
It's always done that on the 360. It's one of the things they talk to you about in the tutorial.
Right, but there may be something else in there. Maybe the auto aim? Is there auto aim on the 360?
There's an auto aim implant you can get.
No. I mean, no, that's the...
There's not auto aim normally.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't care enough to argue this point, so I'm going to move on. Master Chief helmet.
Yeah, I canceled my legendary. I'm not going to order a Master Chief helmet because I think I'll be able to pick it up in 6 months for cheap.
You don't think that having a million or half a million limited editions might be a little hard to find one?
No. I'm buying the regular version.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I'm sure that half a million or however many legendary editions that get made.
I'm sure I'll be able to buy one will be for plenty. 10 or 20 bucks.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe in a year or two.
Yeah, in a year or two.
Yeah. PGR4 was having disc size issues. This is the issue where Project Gotham Racing 4, one developers was talking about how they had planned to do have a nighttime and a daytime, daytime-nighttime changes on the race course, but that they couldn't do it because they ran out of space on the DVD.
Right, and they would have to make it multi-disc. They wanted to do it by making new textures instead of implementing different lighting effects on the current textures.
Right.
Which is actually a much easier and a much prettier way to do it with this generation of hardware. Maybe next generation it'll be easier.
Sony took this chance to...
just to rub it in.
Yeah, say, ha, you see, that's why we went Blu-ray. So you can have awesome stuff like Lair and Heavenly Sword.
And then, you know, some legal guy said, hey, you need to take that back, and they did.
Whatever.
But not that guy, a different guy working for, is it Irrational? No, it's Bizarre Games. Irrational, Bizarre, same thing. So, yeah.
So, yeah, the next thing we have here on our item list is, it's sort of stupid, it's sort of obvious, but the Electronic Entertainment Design and Research company or whatever basically did a study and found that games with online components sell nearly twice as many copies on average than ones without online components.
You know, I can say something for that even without the real reason.
So what they're saying is games that have online functionality, either downloadable content or online play or something, sell more than games that are just offline only.
I had three EverQuest accounts that I logged into at the same time, and each one of those had its own copy of EverQuest that I had to buy. I know people who 10 box World of Warcraft. Wow. Meaning 10 accounts on.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's $150 a month right there.
Yeah. Well, they make money doing it.
But let's not talk about MMORPGs.
Why? Those are the number one sales.
Yeah, but they were focusing on consoles.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. So if you look at things, we, I think, had like 2% of their games were online. PS3's 30s or something like that. And the Xbox 360 had like 77 or 71% of their shit was online.
Hmm.
And it turns out, I mean, what are the big sellers? Like Gears of War, that has an online component. You know, now the BioShock doesn't actually. So BioShock doesn't really have, I mean, there may be some downloadable content, but I wouldn't really say it's an online game. So, I don't know. I mean, it could be that just the really popular games happen to have online components.
Yeah.
You know, like Gears of War might have sold 2 billion or 4 million units regardless of whether they had online components or not. So, I mean, it could be coincidental data.
So, but what is this news item? Halo 3 on IMAX, sponsored by Pontiac?
Yeah, so the day before Halo 3, so that would be September 24th, Pontiac is sponsoring two events, one in New York City and one in San Francisco. Where they're going to be playing Halo 3 on an IMAX screen. And they're going to be giving away copies of the game one day early. But in order to get into these events, you have to go to a Pontiac site. And I forgot, I think it's Kotaku or something that was saying, you have to feign interest in their cars because you have to answer a questionnaire. It says, like, which Pontiac car are you interested in learning more about? And they said, and there is no none option. So you have to kind of go in there, fill out the questionnaire about some Pontiac cars, and then you're entered in
the lottery. Well, if they say the reliable one, then, you know, that's basically saying none. Is there the reliable one option?
I didn't go through the thing because I can't go to either event, so I didn't even bother. So, yeah, so more Halo 3 news. The Halo 3 Epsilon, do you hear about this?
Yeah.
Halo 3 Epsilon, we think is like, you know, Alpha, the beta version, and the Gamma, and Delta, and then it's Epsilon. So we're thinking it's the nearly complete version that somehow somebody got, was able to download it or somehow got access to it and was playing it on Xbox Live. And, of course, that posts your handle and your information, and you got banned. You got banned pretty much for life. I think you got banned to December 31st, the year 9,999. Because he was playing the Halo 3 Halo 3 Epsilon build. Idiot online. And then I think he actually came on in the forums and said, well, in my defense, it only works online. So I guess he was trying to play it and it didn't work or something. Yeah. But, yeah, in any case, that's pretty funny. And really, it only banned that particular console. So as soon as that console dies and he has to have it replaced, it'll be okay.
Or he could just get a new console now.
Yeah, well, actually, I think he said he had access to four consoles. But, I mean, yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's not like that console's not going to die anyway. You wait 6 months, that console will die, you'll get it replaced with a new serial number, and you'll be okay. So, haha, Microsoft. Because I got a new one. Mine was actually manufactured in August, the one I got, so it was pretty new. If it was refurbed, I don't know if they put a new manufacturing date if they're refurbed. They might. But mine was pretty new.
So, did you get your 360 chat pad messenger kit?
No, but I might pick one up. I don't know.
Maybe I'll pick one up.
I might actually send
like talking to people.
Yeah, but when I send messages,
I just don't send messages. You know, you can do it from within an internet browser.
Yeah, from Xbox.com.
That's much easier.
Yeah, but I don't know. I might pick it up if I can find a used one.
When do you have access to an Xbox and online that you don't have access to a computer?
Well, mine's right next to it. So
see?
So my computer's literally right next to my Xbox, upstairs anyway. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's $40. If it's $30, I'll probably pick it up. If it's $40, might wait. Maybe I can pick one up used.
I think it's $29.99.
Really? I might pick it up. Did you get into the Call of Duty 4 beta? Did you even try?
No, I hate Call of Duty.
But this one's not in World War II. That was the main reason you don't like Call of Duty, you kept saying.
Yeah.
This one's not World War II. It's modern combat. So I'm hearing a lot of good things about it. I actually did get into the beta. I got into the first night, downloaded it. Tried to get into a game. It was pretty late at night and couldn't get into a game. So I said, fuck it, and I haven't tried again since. But apparently, it's really, really awesome. So I'm going to have to check that out. But just today, there was a cap on the skill level. Like, you can build up your character's skill level.
Yeah.
Or rank, whatever. And it was capped. But just today, they upped the cap. So I guess I should start playing that just to check it out.
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out around the same time as Halo 3, so it may be an alternative to people that don't like Halo 3.
Yeah, because I can totally see there's tons of people that hate Halo 3 but love playing online shooters.
Yeah, there might be.
Not so much.
Anyway, sort of sad news. I was kind of disappointed to hear this. They talked to Real Time Worlds, who developed Crackdown recently, and they said that they are not working on Crackdown 2 right now.
Yeah, because selling 3 million copies, that's terrible for a game.
Well, I think they worded it in a way that said that Microsoft took too long to come back to them and say, hey, can you work on Crackdown 2? And they started working on another project, which is some cops and robbers MMORPG called APB.
So Crackdown MMORPG then?
Maybe. But in any case, there's no plans. There's no immediate plans, at least not by Real Time Worlds, the original developer, to make Crackdown 2.
So I haven't heard this quote from our idiot of the week.
All right, so before we get into that, did you see about the Layer Reviewers Guide came out?
Did they say it wasn't for reviewers?
But it says on the cover, Layer Reviewers Guide. They send out just today, a week after all the reviews have come out, to all the major websites, this thing called the Layer Reviews Guide, which was supposed to help you understand how to play the game, because these guys obviously don't know what they're doing since they're reviewing games. They have no idea how to play a game. So they have to be told
Great job, Sony. Insult your audience.
Why their game Layer is so good. So, and of course, this is already after all the Layer scores are already out. So I don't know if they expect them to go back there and re-review them and say, you know what? This dragon doesn't control like ass. I'm going to bump it up from a 4 to a 9.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point probably of sending not going to happen.
What's the point of sending out this shit? First of all, it makes you look like an idiot. The company, because they're trying to help you understand the game, and insulting the reviewer by telling them you don't even know how to play this game, and then they do it a fucking week late. So what's the fucking point?
Yep.
So anyway, going in line with the Sony stupidity, how many times do you think our idiot of the week has been Sony related?
9 out of 10.
Yeah, probably.
I think so, the only time it wasn't Sony related was David Jaffe, which was still Sony related.
That is still Sony related.
calling all cars.
Yep. So this city, I actually have two. One by Dave Cracker, and he actually is the ex-PR guy for Sony. He recently left, but one of the last things he did was kind of given like an exit interview to Next Generation. And he was talking about how, I mean, I'm not going to read the whole quote, but basically he was saying that the reason that Lair got reviewed so poorly is because that the game reviewers were too hardcore and didn't understand that this was really for casual gamers, and that game reviewers have it in for anything with motion controls. That they're automatically against anything with motion controls, and that they're biased.
Have you not figured out, Tony, that motion controls are a gimmick?
Well, whatever the case may be, they felt... So he kind of contradicts himself by saying, you know... Well, actually, no. I'm sorry. He doesn't contradict. He actually sustains his thought by sending out this Lair reviewer's guide trying to explain to these hardcore players how they're supposed to play Lair. So... That's one guy. And then the other guy is Julian Egbrecht from Factor 5, who developed, I think he's the president slash director for Lair. And he basically kind of went along the same lines as David Cracker, saying that he was more interested in the consumer's response, not so much in the reviewer's response, because the consumer was ultimately the one who's going to buy it. And as long as they had fun with Lair, that, you know, basically fucked the reviewers. So, I mean... That how bad is your game that you have to say, well, it's so good that you guys don't even get it. It's for the casual gamer. It's not for you. You know, you hardcore gamers, you know, are reviewing our game all wrong. Let's send you a guide. It's just retarded. The whole thing is stupid. They can't admit that they wasted all this time and money.
You know, you could have at least sent the guide with a $20,000 check or something.
Maybe that'll buy you something. But the fucking insulting their intelligence and telling them that they just don't know how to review the game. And it is made for the casual gamer. It's just retarded. It's idiotic. So, you know, once again, Sony, idiots of the week. That's pretty much it. I think we've caught up on a lot of the stuff that we missed, and it looked like you're about to pass out.
It's been a long day for me. I've been up since 4:30.
4:30?
And I got...
Egads.
Yeah. I get up early.
So, let's see. Do you have any... Before we go, do you have any recommendations for games you haven't played but shit of the week?
Spider-Man 3.
Why Spider-Man?
On the 360.
We already talked about it. On the 360?
Yeah.
What makes this game... Well, first of all, what makes you think people haven't played it? It's a licensed copy of a movie, summer blockbuster movie.
If you're listening to this podcast and you buy every licensed game,
yeah,
I hope you have at least the downs. That's what I have to say about that.
Okay. So anyway, what do you like about this game?
I like the God of War style button pushing to do acrobatic moves.
Okay.
I like the swinging around, and I like the way that it follows the movie at the same time as not following, as doing extra stuff from
There's
the
comics. A lot of extra shit that is not in the movie in this game.
Right.
Because I did play it. And you were making fun of me for playing it last time, because I played about 4 or 5 hours of it on the PC.
What happened was my internet connection went down for one day, mm-hmm. and I wanted to play Shadowrun. But my internet was down.
Right.
So I looked through my Gamefly and I said,
oh. Oh, so you had it on Gamefly.
I had it on Gamefly for over a month.
You held it for over a month.
And I played it for 5 days straight, and then Bioshock came out.
So you didn't finish it?
I didn't finish it. I'm right at the end.
Wow. Huh.
But the thing that annoyed me was giving Mary Jane a ride, because I hate that actress and the digital... version of that actress is
it really Kirsten Dunst?
It's not her voice, but she's just as annoying.
Oh, okay.
Go higher, Peter. Go lower, right. Peter.
I remember that one. I remember
Go
that.
Go faster.
Low. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember that. That was sort of annoying. But okay, so my recommendation for a game you haven't played but should is actually Persona 3.
I want to play that. You should let me borrow it.
Why?
Because you're my buddy.
Well, we'll talk about it. But yeah, Persona 3 is actually, you know, it's getting to the tail end of the PS2, and pretty much everybody, I mean, not everybody, but a good portion of the hardcore gamers have pretty much moved on. Anybody who listens to video game podcasts has probably moved on, with occasionally, you know, you pick up a PS2 title like, you know, Guitar Hero or something, but yeah, Persona 3,
you
if you like...
Guilty Gear if you're a hardcore fighting game fan.
But if you like RPGs and you haven't played Persona 3, then I highly recommend you do it. It's a $49.99 game, so it's, you know, by PS2
too
games.
Too much for a PS2 game.
But it does come only in a limited edition. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not really limited. It's probably a special edition. It's not really limited because they're all special editions. And it comes with a really cool soundtrack that's actually really good. And it comes with an art book. So it's all packaged in one package. And it's really good. So, I mean, I won't go into the details of the game. I've played it for about 4 or 5 hours, and I've really enjoyed myself. So that's my recommendation. Persona 3 for the PS2.
Maybe I'll trade in one of my pre-orders for it.
There you go.
Maybe.
Maybe you can find it used, too.
I've been looking. I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I think that wraps it up for this week.
That's testament to its awesomeness.
So I'm not going to see you next week, but I surely hope that we do. We really have to work on fixing our schedules because next week I start class.
Well,
so
I'll have my house bought, and then...
When are you actually moving into your house?
26th.
26th.
Which is 3 days after.
But that's not this next week.
No.
No. So anyway, we'll figure it out. We'll talk, and we see if we can figure out the next day that we can actually cast, and hopefully it'll be next week.
All right.
With that...
Next time.
See you next time.